Hello.
Yes, hello.
Thank you very much for being online, Mrs. Salome.
Yes, Salome, yes, and you?
Hi, Salome. My name is Lisa Tater, and I will be your dedicated project manager. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely. Must have been a busy weekend, right?
Yes, very busy weekend. Every day is
Okay.
busy at this.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's true. All right. So I just wanted to have a word with you regarding the process and how we could proceed with the audiobook. So I would like to, initiate with that. But before I do that, can you tell me a bit more about your book?
Okay, I'm from Ethiopia. Do you know where that is?
Yes, I know where that is. And
Okay.
have you migrated from there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you end up writing the book, and what exactly the book is about?
The book is based on my indomitable grandmother. It takes the place in the early 1900s at the Mussolini era. Okay. Yeah, so I wrote the book. I was in the process of getting a divorce after a long marriage. And I started thinking about my mother, my, grandmother, and then I started remembering about her life. I always admired her. And just thinking about her lifted me up. It gave me hope that I can manage my life from,
Absolutely.
So
So it's
because of that,
basically
I felt
like an
inspired.
inspirational book, right?
Yes, inspired me because of what she had gone through, but she came out of it besides all the adversities. And even she was successful woman, businesswoman. So
Amazing.
it's not just inspiring. It has so many pockets.
Right,
Some people tell
absolutely.
me it's like, reading this novel made them feel like being in Ethiopia. The novel is like talking, like seeing, like being there, like more like a movie. That's what
Wow.
a lot of people tell me. It's very
Okay.
vivid. So, and then for some people from my country, it's like a legacy. I don't know.
Yes, of course. It's obviously going to be a legacy as well because you're representing your country here, and you're talking about all the inspirational aspects. And of course, this would also fall under the category of woman empowerment, right? Because she's an
Yes,
independent
that's what
woman.
I'm told.
Yes. So that will be an iconic symbol in order to promote your book as well. That matters a lot. Now, woman empowerment kind of books, self-help, inspirational, they sell like apples and oranges in the market. So I would like to ask you this question as well. How are the book sales going for your book?
Well, the books just came out, so they,
Where is
even
it
though I,
available?
it's in Amazon.
Okay, let me open up Amazon. Let's check out your book because I would really love to read the book since it's on
Oh,
woman
that would be good.
empowerment. Yeah. So, what's the name of the book?
It's called Fanage, FAN, like Nancy, AYE, colon, standing strong.
Standing strong, right?
Right.
And that will be published under your name.
I'm sorry?
The book will be published under your name, right?
Yeah, it is published. Yes, should show. Yeah, my
Okay,
name
let me.
Salome Casa.
Salome. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know how to pronounce your name. What's the name of your meaning, by the way?
Oh, it's just it's a biblical name.
It's a biblical name, okay. It's a very different name.
Yes, I didn't like my name when I was growing up, but here people, they, oh, Salome, this, you know, like, there's an opera, Salome, mm-hmm. and, you know, different things, so now I like my name.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, that is nice. I am just pulling up the page where your book is published. And by the way, your name means thief.
Oh, really? And
yes.
Thief?
Yes, a female given name from a Hebrew word meaning peace. So that's a good name.
Oh, yeah.
See, I told
peace
you something new.
Yes. Is that with S-E?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, mine is S-A.
I wrote it with A. S-A-L-O-M-E. Is that how you spell your name?
Yes.
Yeah, it means peace in Hebrew.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. Okay, so Salome, I have just pulled up your book, and I see that there's a nice book cover art attached there. The Kindle and the paperback is live. You have your description over there, and I believe you are planning to launch the audiobook along with the Kindle and paperback version, right?
Right.
Okay, so before we move on with the audiobook, what made you come to this decision of having the audiobook version out for your book?
Oh, some people say to me, oh, I wish it's an audio because I don't like reading, but when I'm driving or
yes.
I don't know, when I go away, traveling, you know, when they said, I always want for this book the best in every way, okay? I put mm-hmm. a lot of time and emotional, you know, my everything.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to me, this book.
Absolutely. I can see that you've invested, you've personally invested yourself a lot with it. And you're absolutely right. A lot of people nowadays, they don't have time to read the Kindle copy or even a paperback or a printed version of the book for that matter. A lot of people, you know what they do when they're traveling to or from work or going to take their classes, you know, for the university or something, they put on the book in their car. They put it on and they start listening to it. So that has just made the scope of an audiobook become a lot more better than before. Before, we never used to focus on different kind of formats like audiobook. But currently, in the current trends, we are actually focusing on that because of the latest current market trend. And that's the reason why it plays a vital role. Now, you're choosing to go with a different format of the book, which is the audiobook, in a correct manner. And I'm not sure what exactly you had a discussion with Ethan with, but I wanted to connect with you in terms of the process and everything. Do you know how it works?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say Ethan is a very hardworking guy.
Yes, he is.
He tried his best.
I can barely hear you. It's like windy.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the park. There's a lot of noise here. So maybe later on when I go back...
I'm sorry, Salome. I can barely hear you.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Okay, a bit better.
It's very windy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So how about we talk tomorrow morning, maybe?
Tomorrow morning, I was hoping to get started today in terms of the process and everything. Do you think we can talk
okay.
later today?
So let me call you later on today, okay?
All okay,
right?
All right. Sounds like a plan. No worries. Let me talk to you soon, later down today. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. It was a pleasure talking to you. I'll call you, or either you can call me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.